On Gimel on base, the Gemara says, once a shliach tzibur, ahu denoches kamei de Rabbi Chanina, about 15 lines from the bottom, by the tiny letter vav. He started adding on, hakel avad magib vanera ho adir ho azuz ho yore ha chazak ho amitz vaday nichpod. Kept on adding on more shvachim. So the Gemara said that's not right. Mi mal gros Hashem yashmiel kol tehilosoi. The Gemara says, "Mi roi lemal, who is worthy of praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The one who's yochel hashmir kol tilos. We are human beings. We don't know what to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The Gemara says, "Like he prays, the farmer doesn't have a hasog of money. So he says the king is so rich, he has $100 in his bank account. Well, $100 is nothing. He has billions and billions of dollars, not $100. So we're going to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's the vada, he's the nichbad, he's the this, he's the that." You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what the praises are. So we don't say any shvachim. We only say what Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Adon Hanavim. So the Gemara says, Hakev HaGadol HaGibbe V'Anor, the shvachim that we do say, he loved the Amin and Moshe Rabbeinu Be'Raisa, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to print it in the Chumash, to incorporate it into the Chumash, has the endorsement of the Baruch Hu. Also, Anshe Knesset HaGdola, the Tiknin between Anshe Knesset HaGdola was a body of 120 Rabbanim, Ubahem Kama Nevi'im, and amongst them were Nevi'im. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNevi'im, and the Rebbe Shalom told them, put this Nusach HaTfila that you said into the Siddur. And Dan Sheknes HaGdol HaNevi'im. So Alpi Nevu'ah, so we say. But we can't add on more Shvachim. That's based on the post, Mi Mal Gros Hashem Yashmir Kol Tehilosa. After we say Anim Zmiris, and we pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all kinds of Shvachim, so then we finally end off, Mimal Gwes Hashem, Eshmir Kol Tehilosa. That's a problem by saying any Shevach. Whenever you make up your own Shevach, you may not know what you're talking about. You may say silly things. So it's not a smart idea to compose your own Nusach HaTfilah. Then the Gemara has the famous memory, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Meyir HaShemayim. What does mean HaKol B'dei Shemayim? So that's what the Novi Yirmiyah says. Why? Because the Gemara says that the Malach HaMemun Al HaHeirayon determines before the baby is born whether this baby will be Chochem, Gibor, or Roshir. So these are the three examples that the Gemara Nida has based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, Al-Yisal HaChochem HaChochmasa, because the Chochma is determined when the baby was born. It's either Chachma or Tipish, either Rashi or Anani, a Gibra Cholosh. But Kimzos Yisalel HaMesal Haskel V'Yadar Yossi, that's because HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz MeYerushamayim. Yerushamayim is up to what color hair you have, what color eyes you have, whether you're going to be tall or short, fat or skinny. That's all part of it is B'dei Shemayim. If you overeat, you'll be fat. Okay? Those of us who overeat are overweight. Okay? But Yerushamayim means all, the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, Yerushamayim means all human activities. That's the Tshuva's HaRambam. That's where the Rambam writes that in the Shmoyna Prokim LaRambam, the Hakdamah to Pirkei Avos, so the Rambam writes that you can't assume that Zivugim Amin HaShemayim. If you marry a Marsha, she's going to get you to do Averis. If you marry a Isha Tzadekis, she's going to see to it that you do mitzvahs. So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Echa says, they're not geyser that the person should be a ra or a type that should be a tzaddik or a rasha. That's what the Gemara says, tzaddik or rasha loikomer. The Malach HaMemun al HaHeirayon doesn't establish what is going to be a tzaddik or rasha because al kol b'dei shamayim chutz meyir shamayim. So all human activities are basically, that's the Rama, all human decisions are included in yir shamayim. Then they quote the pasuk that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Obviously, that's up to you. That's up to you. You have to make that decision. Then the Gemara asks that proves Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz MeYerushalayim. Then the Gemara asks, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is God asking of you? He just wants you to have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not so easy. The Gemara says, Oto Yerushalayim Milsa Zutra Sahi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Baruch Hashem is not asking so much of you. What do you mean? Yerushalayim is not so easy at all. And for the Gemara, and Legabi Moshe Milsa Zutra Sehi. What do you mean, Legabi Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu had such a high degree of Yerushamayim, so he thought it's easy for everybody to be a Yerushamayim. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Legabi Moshe, Milsa Zutrusahi, as we say, as people have said, it's an expression, if Mevakshim, if they ask you a Kli Gadol and you have it, it's a dumb all of Kli Katan. It's easy, I'll lend it to you. If you ask me for a Kli Katan and I don't have it, it's a dumb all of Kli Gadol. So Moshe Rabbeinu had so much Yerushamayim, to him it was easy. He says, what does your Baruch Shalom expect of you? He only wants you to have Yerushalayim. It's a difficult task to have Yerushalayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu speaks of it as if it's so easy because he had so much Yerushalayim on his own. That's usually assumed to be the posh pshat in the Gemara. And the Darshanim used to say, "En legabi Moshe, if you lived in a generation where Moshe Rabbeinu is alive and you see such a living moshel, you see Moshe Rabbeinu from your eyes, so the Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutra say, for those who saw Moshe Rabbeinu in front of their eyes, it was taki easy to have Yerushalayim, because he saw Moshe Rabbeinu walking around. He was full of Yerushalayim, so the Yerushalayim was contagious. The people could have Yerushalayim also. But that's the Darshanim say like that, and the Gabi Moshe. For those who lived in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu and saw him, it was easier for them to have Yerushalayim. The Pashim Shatni Gemara means, for Moshe Rabbeinu was easy, it was for him easy to say, God is only asking an easy thing, to have Yerushalayim, because he had so much Yerushalayim. If you have a Kli Gadol v'yeshlo, dumb all of Kli Katan, it seems like a very easy thing to accomplish. Yeah, then we had the Gemara, Shema, Mishaskenos, or sometimes Mishaskenos, or sometimes not, depending whether Psuka, Milsa, the Tosfos had the two Pshat. Yeah, then we started the next Mishnah, okay. Start the next Mishnah. We're up to the topic. The Mishnah says, "Ha'oivel afnei ha'teva lo yana omen achar ha'kohanim ipnei ha'tiruv." The Kohanim go up to Duchen. So first they say the bracha shekadoshano b'kedushos shalanim v'tzivano bracha hamisol bi'avo. Then they say bracha Hashem yishmerecha yaro Hashem panav elecha. So the tzibba says omen four times. First they say omen after the brachas hamitzvah. Shekdushan b'kedushosu shalar, and then they say three times that Yivarechecha Yoyer and Yisa. So the Mishnah in the days of the Tanoim, the Shliach Tzibu didn't have a siddur or a machzah. He's davening bal peh. The Gemara says in the first daf in Perik Kol Kisvei that the Poshe Pshat Gemara that the text of the siddur was considered part of the Torah Shabal peh, and you weren't permitted to write down the Torah Shabal peh. So everybody had a daven by heart. And then in the later generation, just like they were Mata writing down the Mishnayos, they were Mata writing down the Gemaras, the Pashtus is in the history books, they assume, Rashi says all the time, Rabbi Yudah Nasi wrote down the Mishnayos. The history books assume, and most Achrenim assume also like that, that the Mishnayos were not written by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, it was written down by Ravina Ravashi. Ravina Ravashi were Misada, the Talmud Bavli, but they didn't write it down until deep into the days of the Gaonim, way later. The Talmud Bavli is a big machlekes then whether it should be written down. And the mazal is that they did write it down. They wouldn't have been written. So by the time the Talmud Bavli was written down, so they had sveik because they weren't sure whether Ravina said it, Rav Ashi said it. If it was written by Ravina Rav Ashi, how could they not be sure if they're writing it? So obviously it wasn't written then. They sometimes have two lashonis, but he said yes or he said no. Because it was written down way later, centuries later, in the days of the Goyim. So the and then the Siddur was only that was later. They had to write down the Mishnayos is assumed that it was in the days of Ravina Rav Ashi. They had to write down the Gemara was in the days of the Goyim, and then they had to write down the Siddur was also later. Then the Balamor, Rav Soloveitchik used to mention the Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, they had to write down the Machzor that was later, even when they had Siddurim, but they didn't think that it's necessary to write down the Machzor. So the Balamor writes when he was growing up in Provence, they had Sidurim, but they didn't have a machzer. So Ruba, the people didn't know how to say Malchus Rana Shafers. How can you know that by heart? 2 days a year, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you say. How did they know in Eretz Yisrael only 1 day? Oh, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, yeah. All of Eretz Yisrael have 2 days Rosh Hashanah also. So how can they remember the 10 psukim from Malchus Rana Shafers? So they used to daven the Balamor rites. In his childhood, they used to daven even Musaf on Rosh Hashanah only had 7 brochas. Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis. And the Brachem Sois was Alta Bachatan Kalam, Titan Lashem Alkenazem Azikor and Azer, Nechatuenu Galinim Yatsenim, Erat Chalam Lassus Chavasenu, and Kakasa Besaros Mashav Decham, Pik Vadecha Kamu, you say, you bring the kabechet lachodesh hashvi. You bring, you say all the psukim like in a musaf dikishman esvi for Shabbos and Yontim. They didn't know how to say malchus on Shabbos. Everybody had to rely on the chazaras hashatz. And then the Baal Mor says, and later in his life, when he got older, that's when they allowed the writing down of the nusach of the machzer. They had to write down the siddur that was earlier. That was from the days of the Goyim. Then later they allowed writing down the machzer. They didn't feel it was upset. They had to write down Torah Shemal Peh came a little at a time. First they allowed writing down the Mishnayos. Then years later they allowed writing down the Gemara. Then years later they allowed writing down the siddur. And years later they allowed writing down of the machzer. That's where the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas of the Mishnah Torah lists off the 40 generations, Aleph, Beis, Gimel till Mem. From Moshe Rabbein gave the Torah to Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua gave it to this one, that one, the other one. Until he gets to Ravina Ravashi. That's the 40th generation. So what is his taught by Ravina Ravashi? The Meiri in his Hakdamah to Pirkei Avos goes Ravina Ravashi, and then he goes weiter through the days of the Goyim until he received the Torah from his father, and his father got it from this Rebbe, from that Rebbe. He goes all the way. The Rambam also knew the rest of the history. Apparently, the Rav Soloveitchik thought, apparently the Rambam thinks that Al-Pi Din, the Masorah, ends by the Ika Din of Masorah, Maseiros Torah Shebaal, ends by Ravina Ravashi. Why? Because that's when the Mishnayos were written down, and they started to teach Mitoch HaKsav. So the Ika Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh is when it's transmitted, Baal Peh. But if you're transmitting the Torah Shebaal Peh Mitoch HaKsav, you're using a text. The Rambam writes, they always kept private notes. In every generation, they would write, they would have Megillah Storim. The Gemara says, Matzasim Megillah Storim. They always had private notes. But the din of Dorm Shebal Pei Atarash on the Yamam Biksav doesn't mean you're not, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean you're not allowed to write down the Torah Shebal Pei. You're not allowed to give a shir. You're not allowed to transmit in public. You're not allowed to transmit the Torah from generation to generation. Mitoch HaKsav. Torah Shebal Pei has to be transmitted Bal Pei. And then after the days of Ravina Ravashim, they wrote down the Mishnayos, then they started transmitting, teaching Torah Shebaal Peh from a written text. So that was already a lower level of Masorah. The highest level of Masorah is when you're transmitting the Torah Baal Peh. Masorah is only on Torah Shebaal Peh. No Masorah on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is written. Masorah, the whole term, the whole concept of the Masorah only applies to the Torah Shebaal Peh. So then when they made it Biksav, so that's what we assume. Amaroim can disagree with Tanoim. That's the first case that Mishnah has like that in Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam says the Bezdin in every generation has the right to darshan psukim the way they see fit. And there's no din ain't Bezdin Rashoi to disagree. The Gemara has a klal, ain't Bezdin, how is it? In Bezin Yochalat Lochalavat on Bezin Tibi Bezin Chavan Ken Gadol Hamena B'Chokma V'Minyan. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes quotes the same Yerushalmi, and the Rash and the Rosh in the first Mishnah in Shvius quote that Yerushalmi. That's what Yerushalmi is, that a later Bezin cannot repeal a rabbinic enactment that was made by an earlier bezin. And bezin yochel levatel dibei bezin achaver means if the earlier bezin made a gzera adin de rabbanon, the later bezin cannot repeal it unless they grade a bechokma v'minya. But if the later bezin thinks that the earlier bezin had the right to darshan the psukim like that, they think you should darshan it differently. You don't have to be grade a bechokma v'minya than the earlier bezin. That's what Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi and the Rambam. They quoted it for the Rambam discovered America. Tosfos quotes the same Yerushalmi. And the first Mishnah in Shvius, the Rosh and the Rosh, they all quote this Yerushalmi. That's Muskam. That's Muskam. A later Bezin is entitled to their opinion. The Gemara, in fact, says in Zvachim that in the beginning of the Bais Shemit, they darshan the Psukim differently. They did Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin differently. The whole Bais Rishon for 410 years, they did Nisach HaYayin one way, the way Shlomo HaMelech set it up. Then Bais Shemit, the Gemara says they did it differently. So the Sfasad Mesayas can say from the Gemara Zvachim, you mean to say that 410 years they were never Yotzei the Nisach HaYayin, because they did it wrong. The answer is, Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shebiyamecha, Vosel L'Shefet Shebiyamemahim. During the Bais Rishon, that's the way they dashed in the Psukim, so that was the din. During the Bais Sheni, they dashed in the Psukim differently, so that was the din. So that Allah, Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shebiyamecha, Yiftach B'dor, Kishmol B'dor, every generation they have a right to Paskin the way they see fit. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah asked Akash in opening of the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. How come the Gemara will make a tiyufta against the Amora? Amora says it did, and the Gemara shows that none of the Tanaim agree with him, so it's a tiyufta. Why is it a tiyufta? The Amoraim have a right to disagree with the Tanaim. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Anachanami, they have a right to, but they usually had the attitude, they're not going to disagree with all the Tanaim, not going to take on all the Tanaim. If there was a machloikis in the days of the Tanaim, and the consensus was one way, then the Amoraim felt free to reverse the consensus, to pask and faker. But if in the days of the Tanaim, you don't find anybody said like that. So the Amoraim had an attitude, they're not going to take on all the Tanaim. Rab Tanuhu Palig. Rab had the attitude, he can take on all the Tanaim. He has the right to disagree with everybody. There's a Taisus with this group who was just here. There's a Taisus in Suvat of Chesem and Aleph, where Taisus shows from the Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan holds that that's not right. Rab Tana, Rab is not a Tanuhu Palig. Rab held that Rab Tanuhu Palig. Rabbi Yechanan held that that wasn't right. So Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha of Rab Chaim, we usually have a klal, Rabbi Yechanan halachik Rabbi Yechanan. There are exceptions to the rule, but usually when there's machlek, it's Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. They were contemporaries, so usually we pass on halachik Rabbi Yechanan. So if it's a yes, Rab Chaim, if Rabbi Yechanan holds that Rab is not a Tanuhu Palig, so every time the Gemara quotes Rab Tanuhu Palig, we shouldn't accept it because we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. And every time the Gemara says Rab Tanuhu Palig, we do pass on like Rab. So how come? Should be Rab Rabbi Yechanan, halachik Rabbi Yechanan. So he said, so they write that Rab Chaim and said Rabbi Chanan, Zolzain that Rav is an Amora, and Amora has a right to disagree with the Tana also. The whole word Amoraim, don't disagree with Tanaim, that's what the Kesef Mishnah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Bamim. This was an attitude that they had. If you're fully convinced all the Tanaim are wrong, they're going to disagree with all the Tanaim also. They can see this side, they can see that side, and they thought that this side is more correct. But they can see both Stadim. So then if they find all the Tanaim say Faket, so then they're going to give in. But if you're really convinced that all the Tanaim are wrong, so you have a right to disagree with the Tanaim. So every time the Gemara says Rav Tanhu Palig, we do Paskin like Rav. And Amora has a right to disagree with the Tanaim. But the Rambam stops the Seda Masar by Ravina Ravashi, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes in Choshen Mishpat, there's a statement about Toya B'Dar Mishta as opposed to Toya B'Shikal Adas. If you gave a psak that's absolutely incorrect, toy b'dva mishnah say you choise, but toy b'shikal adas, then you're not choise. So the Rama says there, what if you find the Rama and Choshen Mishmah writes, what if you find all the tshuvas agonim say one way and you're convinced that it's wrong? So the Rama says you should first consult with your contemporaries and present your opinion. Maybe you're making some major mistake. So maybe they'll explain to you that you made a mistake. But if your contemporaries think that you are right and the Tshuvas HaGoyinim is wrong, then you have to paskan the way you see fit. You have to paskan against the Goyinim. If they're wrong, they're wrong. So what if the person is convinced that the Gemara is wrong? Not the Goyinim. The Goyinim are after the days of Rabbi Navashi. What if he's convinced the Gemara is wrong? So he says, no, you can't paskan against the Gemara. So the Bi'ur HaGra there quotes a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pehei. The Gemara says that there was Rav and Shmuel were both learning in Eretz Yisrael. They were big Zionists, but they both moved to Bavel in order to establish yeshivas because there was a need for Rabbanim and Chutz Lorenz. So the Gemara says that Rav got smicha. His real name was Abba. He got smicha. They called him Rav because he had smicha, and Shmuel didn't get smicha because the boat was leaving and he had to leave. And every day something came up and he wasn't able to get smicha. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi felt very bad why he wasn't able to give the smicha to Shmuel. So someone told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, don't feel bad about it. It says in Parshas Bereishis, Zeh Sefer told us Sodom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Chumash is a history book of mankind. Very poorly written. It was intended to be a history book. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. Zeh Sefer told Sodom is a reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Sifra Shalodom HaRishon, and he showed all the Marishan, Dor Dor V'Dorsho, Dor Dor V'Chachomo, Dor Dor V'Sofrav. Showed him every generation the way all of mankind is going to, history of mankind, history of the Jews, and history of the Halacha, the way the Halacha is going to go. And then they showed, so this person says, I saw the Sifra Shalada Marishan, and it says they're going to be in one generation, Rav Shmuel, and Rav is going to get Smicha. Shmuel is not going to get Smicha. Chacham Yiskiri, Rabbi Lo Yiskiri. Shmuel is not going to. Shmuel will be known as an astronomer. That's what the Gemara quotes later in Brachas. Shmuel says, "The Hilin Lishvira Derekia, the Shvili de Nardo. He knows the pathways of the stars like he knows the streets in the Hardor. He used to say about Rav Kook like that, that he knows Nehirle, he knows the Yerushalmis like he knows the streets in Yerushalayim. So he said it's an insult because he often gets lost in Yerushalayim. So he said he knows Yerushalmi, he doesn't get lost in Yerushalayim. So he said you shouldn't say like that. But it's based on that Lashon the Gemara has and later in Perek Aroy. Shmuel says Nehil Neshvir Derkik Shvile Din Ardo. He knew, so Shmuel was a big Talmid Chacham. But Chacham Yiskeri, Rebbe Lo Yiskeri, that was it. From Sheshes Meibresh, when the Baal Shalom created Adam Arishon, and he showed him how all of history will develop and how the Torah will develop. So it was said from the very outset that Shmuel is not going to get smicha. So the Gemara quotes there different things from the Sefer Shel Adam Arishon. That's one about Rabbi Shmuel. Then it says Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Yisoif Hayroah. What's the significance? Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Yisoif Hayroah. So it means, so the Bir Agro writes there, thank you, Chosh Mishim Simchav Hey, is the simon about Toi B'dva Mishnah as opposed to Toi B'shikal Adas. So the Bir Agro says, what's the mocker? You have a right to disagree with the Goinim if you're convinced that they made a mistake and you consult your contemporaries and you bring them riots and they agree with you, so you can paskan against the Goinim, but you can't paskan against the Gemara. So the Bir Agro said, that's what's meant by the line, Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Yisoif Hayroah. You can't disagree with Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. You can disagree with Goinim, you can disagree with Rishonim, but you can't disagree with Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik. That's why the Rambam Seder HaMasor only goes to Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. After that, Al Pidin, they taught Torah Shebal Peh, Mitoch HaKsav. They used to have a written text of the Mishnayos, and they didn't just use Megillah Storim privately. They used to use a text to learn from. So that's already a lower level of Chachmei HaMasor, so they cannot disagree with the earlier ones. You have to be, we can disagree with Rishonim, with Achrayim, because Al Pidin, everything after Rabbeinu Rav Ashi is the same level, Al Pidin. Maybe they had more Yerushalayim, maybe they understood Halacha better, but Al Pidin, it's the same level of Al Chachmei HaMasor. So you do have a right to disagree with the Goinim. So how do we get involved in this discussion again? Well, what are we learning here? Nachama. So the Mishnah says, the Chazan has to daven Baal Peh. The Chazan, in the days of the Tanaim, the Chazan didn't have a Siddur, because the Gemara said the first daven called Kisrei, and Masechah Shabbos, that this Nusach HaTfilah is a chelik of the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So they weren't allowed to daven Mitoch HaKsav. Till later, the Siddur of Amagon, I think, was the first Siddur, and later, that's when they allowed writing down the Machzer, with the Malchus Chayin Shofis of Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says, we're afraid mipnei hatiruf. The Chazan should not answer Amen achar Kohanim mipnei hatiruf. Mikar adin, it's not a hefsik. He may answer Amen. So that's what the Mishnah Brurah quotes in Machloikas Achrayim. Some Achrayim say, Mikar adin, say Amen after the Psukim, Yerechecha Yoyer Yisod, the three Amen, that's okay. But the Amen after Shekirishanah, Bikdashosu Shalahara, Mitzivan of Lachazam Yisod Biyavo, that the Mishnah Brurah has a Machloikas Achrayim. Some say, no, that's a hepsik. If the Chazan will answer Amen to that bracha, and that's not b'mpnei atiruf. That's mikar adin, that's a hepsik. To answer Amen after the bichas ha-mitzvah. But to answer Amen after the pasik, that's what you're supposed to do. Everyone's supposed to answer Amen after the each one of the three psukim, Yiverechecha Yoyer Yisa. Mikra din the batfilu should answer, but the Mishnah doesn't allow him. If Ne'atirav, we're afraid he's going to make a mistake. But then the Mishnah says him hafto chaser. But if he knows for sure, knows his cup of, if he's sure he's not going to make a mistake, then he can answer Amen. Then there's no chashash tirav. What is it hafto chaser? If he has a siddur, and he puts his finger on the place, so he can answer Amen. But mikra din is not a hefsek. So that's what Tosis discusses. This Tosis layana amen. Mikra din, he should answer amen. Only midirabbanan, you don't permit atiruf. So Tosis says, what about to call out kohanim? Where does that come from? That here there's a chumash. Where does that practice come from? The kohanim are about to do chen. So the Chazan calls out kohanim. So that's based on the pasuk we just read in Parshas Naso. Kos Vachas Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem. So this Pshuta Shal Mikra means one thing, and the Torah Shal Bal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra is, the Gemara says, if a kohen is in shul and he asks him to duchen, he doesn't want to duchen, he's mevatel three mitzvahs. What are the three? Kos Vachas Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem, Misama Shmiel Bnei Yisrael. These are the three mitzvahs that he's mevatel. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, whenever you have a kefil HaMitzvah, it only counts as one mitzvah. So why is it written three times? For emphasis, okay. So the Gemara says, he's over on three mitzvahs, it doesn't have to be taken literally, it's mevatel one mitzvah, but it appears three times in the Chumash, for emphasis, okay. So it's more important than the other mitzvahs that are only mentioned once. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that the same thing is written three times. Kosev Orchu, Amor Lahem, the Kohanim should tell the Tzibur, V'samashmiel B'nai Yisrael, they should say. So the Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation, Amor Lahem. Kosev Orchu, B'nai Yisrael, the Kohanim should say the three psukim, V'racha Yoyi Yisrael. So the Targum Onkelos says, Kad Temron Lahon. When the Tzibur will request of the Kohanim, Amor Lahem, when the Tzibur will request of them, of the Kohanim, that they want a bracha, then the Kohanim are obligated to give the bracha. So the Kohanim are only, that's why the minig by most Ashkenazim is, we don't duchen all year long. We only duchen on Yom Tov, we only duchen by Musaf. We don't even duchen by Shachris. Most places they don't duchen by Shachris. What do you mean? But the Kohanim are mevatel mitzvah. The answer is, the only time they're mechuyif to duchen is, Amor Lahem Katemer Lahon. When the Tzibur requests of the Kohanim, you want a bracha, then the Kohanim are mechuyif. If we don't request, then not. So that's what the Rabbein Tam, that's what it said in the old editions. This Chumash already has it corrected. In the old editions of the Targum Onkelos, it says, on Amar Lahem, Kad Temur Lahon, when the Tzibul will request of the Kohen that they want him to give a bracha. But this is really an additional level of interpretation, that's not Pshut El Shal Mikra, so that's why it's problematic. What's it doing in Targum Onkelos? Targum Onkelos, Onkelos Ager, usually the Malamdim, the Gemara says Targum Onkelos was an old tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hasina had Targum Onkelos. So usually they taught Targum Onkelos to the little children, who were just learning Haskalas Chumash. Onkelos Ager was an adult, but he never went to Cheder. So he was sitting with these little children, and he wrote it down. He wrote down the Targum Onkelos. For the little children, you don't give all the drushes. You don't tell them the whole Torah Tamima, with the whole Torah Shlema. You just tell them Pshuto Shel Mikra. You have to tell them so much. So that's a problem. Why does it say in the Targum Onkelos, Kat Temer Lahon, that they only have an obligation to duchen when we request of them, Amor Lahem. We should request of the Kohanim that they should duchen. That's an additional level of interpretation. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is, Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should tell the Tzibur Yivrach Hashem, Yishmerach, etc. So that's why others say that the word Kad doesn't belong. It shouldn't say Kad Temer Lahom. Because Onkelos' job is just to say Pshuto Shel Mikra. Where did the word Kad come from? So if you look in the Chumash, this is chapter Vav in Bamidbar. And Pasuk Yivrach Hashem, Yishmerach happens to be Pasuk Chav Dalet. So the Chav Dalet was written there, and then by mistake it got mixed in. So they put the Chav Dalet before the two words Temer Lahom. That's what they quote in the Sefer. There's a Sefer, little Svach Kav Sefer, Toldos Sodom. It's the biography of Rab Zalman Lev Alojana. He was the younger brother of Rab Chaim Alojana. He also learned by the Vilna Gaon. They say whatever the Vilna Gaon needed someone to tell him a Gemara, he would rattle off the Gemara Baal Peh. Rab Zalman Lev Alojana knew all of the Gemara's Baal Peh. So then they have in the Pesachei Tshuva every so often, in the Shulchan Aruch, the quote from the Sefer told us all the things from Rab Zalman Lev Alojana. So they asked, if Rab Zalman knew everything, he knew all the Gemara's Baal Peh, so what was so great about the Vilna Gaon? So they say, no. If they'll ask you to say Ashrei, you can say Ashrei, Ashrei Vesecha. You can rattle it up by heart. Can you say it backwards? Can't say it backwards. It'll take you a long time till you figure out. The Vilna Gaon had a photographic memory. He could say Ashrei backwards. So he could say Shas backwards also. He was, Rav Zalman Lev Alojana had a good memory. He didn't have a photographic memory. So he couldn't say it backwards. The Vilna Gaon can say it Yoshev HaHafuch. Okay. So one of the vetlach that they have there in the Toldos Adam is this, that he thought that the Chav Dalet is the Pasuk Chav Dalet. as Ibracha Hashem Yishmarecha. It shouldn't say Kat Temer Lahom. Because the Tag Monklus is only supposed to have Pshuta Shal Mikra, not supposed to have any drushes of the Torah Shabbat. But this is the drush of the Torah Shabbat. The Kohanim are only b'chuyiv to duchen if you request of them that they should duchen. And there's a Rabbi Natam in Menachos. Tosfos in Menachos quotes Rabbi Natam that the obligation to duchen is only deraisa if you have two or more Kohanim. If you only have one Kohen, there's no biblical obligation to duchen because it says Amor Lohen, when we will request of them, of the two Kohanim. It's in the plural. You only have one Kohen, so the whole obligation to duchen is only with the Rabbanim. That's why the Gemara says, Ein Shamela, the Gemara, most of the dinim of duchening are in Soita, in Perek Eila Namarim. What's it doing in Soita? Because the Mishnah Eila Namarim lists off which mitzvahs of Amir have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew, which can be fulfilled in translation. So duchening has to be in the original Hebrew. And Shavuos HaSoita, what's it doing in Soita? Because Shavuos HaSoita has to be Beloshen Shehi Mevina, whatever language she understands. If she doesn't understand Hebrew, then you're not Mashbia her in the original Hebrew. You have to be Mashbia the Soita in a language that she understands. So that's what it's doing in Soita, that Shavuos HaSoita is Becholoshen. And then it lists off Duchening has to be in the original Hebrew and so on. So the Gemara has many of the dinim of duchening. Not all. Some of the dinim are Megillah, some of the dinim are Brachas, all over the place. So the Rambam took all the Gemaras, he put them all together. But in the Gemara it's scattered about, but many of the dinim of duchening are there in Saita. So the Tosfos in Menachos says that the obligation to duchen derais is only if you have two or more Kohanim. If you only have one Kohen, there's no obligation to duchen. So the Gemara says if it's only one Kohen, the chazan should not call out kohanim. The machloikis, we paskin ein shomela kohen echod. You don't call out kohanim. So Tosis quotes one opinion from the Yerushalmi, call out kohen. We don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. A lot of the chazanim think that they're cutesy. They think that they're smart. So it's only one kohen. They can't say kohanim. So they say kohen. That opinion appears in the Yerushalmi and it was rejected. We don't pass like that. We pass the Kohen Duchen's on his own. You don't call out why. Because the calling out is the Tzivui to be Mechayiv them to Duchen. And that's what the Gemara says. Ein Shom Ela Kohen Echad. So there's no Chiyuv Min HaTorah to Duchen. There's a Kiyum. If he Duchen's, the Pashto says there is a Kiyum. He says the Bracha. Shekashan B'Kdushot Shalom. He says the Bracha. Even though there's no Chiyuv.
He can refuse.
Yeah, he's allowed to refuse if he doesn't want to. You have no right to be mitzavahim. When you scream out kohanim, that's the tzivui. We want you to give us a bracha. So you shouldn't scream out kohanim if there's only one kohen. You shouldn't scream out kohen either because he's not b'chuyif. He's not b'chuyif to duch. It's only there's a kiyum. If he duchens, there's probably a kiyum deraisa. That as Rabbi Willig was leaving the room before, so he said, oh, you're learning daf lamed dalet. So he said, the Menachas Chinuch said, there's only one kohen. It's a kiyum. There's no chiyuv. That makes sense. There's a kiyum. There's no chiyuv. So let's see the Mishnah. Hoibel of neatevo the shleich tzibur layana omen achra kohanim mikaradin. He should, but he shouldn't. Why? If nei hatiruf, we're afraid he's going to get all confused. But then the Mishnah ends off. Haptachasa, you know for sure he's not going to make a mistake. Then he should answer Amen. So the Mishnah Brua modifies it. Only answer Amen after Yivrechecha Yoyim Isa, but not after the Birchus HaMitzvah. That he should not answer. Then it says, V'mensham Koyin Elohu. What if the Shleich Tzibur himself is a Koyin? Should he duchen? So we say, no. If he's going to duchen, he's going to get all confused. And if he, even if he's the only Koyin in Shul, and by his not duchening, it means they're going to lose out on the whole duchening. They're not going to have any duchening. So it says, Leisa's kapov. Let him not duchen. That's what Rabbi Willig said, that Rabbi Yankov Emden has a chiddush. If he's the only kohen, Leisa's kapov mepnei atiruf. What if there's another kohen? He's going to make it into two. So he'll make it into duchening deraisa. So then, perhaps the deal in the Mishnah is that then he should duchen. He's going to change it from a duchening the Rabbanon to make it into a duchening an obligation. There I said, then he should. Let him be careful not to make a mistake. it's not necessarily muchruch to say that. It means, even if he's the only kohen, you're not going to have duchening at all. You can say that's what the chiddush is. The mention of kohen elohu, the yisrael kap still shouldn't duchen. However, v'im haftochas or shunos yaskap, but if he knows for sure, he's not afraid he's going to make a mistake, like by us, we have a siddur. He's looking in the siddur, he's not going to make a mistake. So then it says, nos yaskap v'chaz l'tfilosai, then rashai, then he's allowed to duchen. So the Tosis Yontav HaMishnayis quotes a machlekes achrayim. This kula, after chosu shenos yaskap v'chaz l'tfilosai, rashai is allowed to, is that only if ancient kohen elohu? What if there are another 25 Kohanim there? And he's the 26th Kohen. 26 maybe a Gematria, Shem Havayim. So leave out that. There's another 5 Kohanim. He'll make it 6 Kohanim. So you're really going to have Duchening anyway, with him or without him. So some Achrenim say the only time we're Mekel, after Chosr Shnetz is Kapav, Chosr the Tvilos of Asher, is only if he'll accomplish, there'll be Duchening. And without him, there won't be any Duchening. But Bein Kovako, there will be Duchening. So most of the Achrayim say, then the Kohen should not duchen. That's what the Tosis Yontav quotes. Most of the Achrayim say like that. In Eretz Yisrael, the common practice is not so. That the person davens for an omer if he's an aveilah. So a lot of times, the man is davening for an omer every day. The Kohen davens for an omer. He's saying Kaddish, he's davening. And then everybody duchens every day. So he goes up and he duchens, he goes back and he walks back to the mokum of the shot. So the common practice in Eretz Yisrael is not like the Rav Achrayim. The common practice is that you do duchen, even though another 10 Kohanim duchening anyway. It's not that by your duchening you will accomplish to make duchening yesh meyayin, you know, to make it into a derais, even if you have 10 Kohanim anyway. So
and
that's...
feet and everything, and I have to interrupt the... He has to move his feet because he has to go out there. So
they
can do that at the cost.
You see that walking is not a hefsik in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. The Gemara has that earlier. What if the person in the middle of Shemana Esrei, Tefillah Melah, has to go to the Beis HaKisei? He's not allowed to continue davening. Amasha Nikova Bezoivra and the Lava Baltishaktas. He's supposed to go to the bathroom, wash his hands, and come back and finish the Shemana Esrei. So walking, he should have gone to the bathroom before, if he realized it. But if need be, he has to go in the middle. See, here also, the Chazan walks... He has to face the tzibur when he duchens. Has to be upon him, connected upon him. Then he turns around again. He's not going to face the tzibur when he davens. That's in the Reform temples. They do like that. Chazan faces the tzibur. Orthodox shuls, the chazan faces Mizrach. He doesn't face the tzibur. Yeah, the Gemara says on the side, it says, Soita lamet ches on the base. The Gemara says, Kol kain shalokar agla bir ba'avoidu shudein oyla leduchen. The Kohanim have to start walking towards the bima before the Chazan finishes the bracha b'tzei. So here, the Chazan is the Kohen. So the Gemara asks, how is he going to be Oikar Ragma? The Gemara says, yeah, he should take a step. He should step a little bit. Before the Chazan finishes b'tzei, before he starts b'tzei, he should take a little step towards the platform, towards the bima, where the Kohanim are going to be reciting the Duchenin, so that he was Oikar Ragma b'tzei. Has to be. If he's not Akaraglov, then Marsu Shuvein Oilu LeDuchen. We wouldn't allow him to do. So again, so Tosis has the Chiddush. Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam. The Chazan should not scream out Kohanim. Someone has to scream Kohanim, but that's really a hefsek. The Chazan shouldn't say it. So who says it? The Chazan. That's what it said. But the Chazan means by us, Shamas. What it says, the Gemara Chazan means Shamas. What we call the Chazan, the Gemara calls it the Shliach Tzibur. So Tosh says, the Shliach Tzibur should not say Kohanim. Someone else should say Kohanim. And then Tosh says, what about to say Ivarech Hashem Yishmerech? What's that all about? The Chazan, the Shamas screams out Yivarechacho, then the Kohanim say Yivarecha. Hashem, Hashem, what is that all about? So that's a big machlekes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that that's part of Amor Lahem. You have to call upon the Kohanim, Katem Rolahon. You have to call upon the Kohanim and scream out, Kohanim, we want you to give us a bracha. That's what it means. And then we say Yivarechecho, say Hashem, say Vishmerecho. So we're doing it like pulling teeth. We say the first word, say the second word, say the third word. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that where he came from in Europe, the meaning was when you only have one Kohen, so you don't, the Gemara, the Babli says you don't call out Kohanim, you don't call at all. Because Mikra Adin is not Mechuyev to Duchen. So they wouldn't say Yibarachach Hashem. The Chazan wouldn't say word for word either. The Kohen would say on his own Yibarach Hashem Yishmerecho. Because saying word for word, Tesis calls it, it appears in the Medrash Chaseris V'Yiseris. That's the name of the Medrash. So the Tami Yiseris V'Chaseris. So the Medrash is of the opinion that it's not enough to say Kohanim the Tzivu. You have to be Mitzava word for word. Others, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, others are of the opinion that the saying word for word, you said Kohanim, that's the Tzivu. You don't have to say Yivarechecho. You have to be mitzvah like pulling teeth word for word. Saying the word is that they shouldn't make a mistake. So on the first word, there's nothing to make a mistake about. So they say Yivarechecho, the Shamas doesn't have to say in advance Yivarechecho. They're not going to make a mistake on the first word. But if they're singing a nigan, they may forget where they're holding. So then the Chazan should say, from the second word on, they should say everything out loud, Kedesh lo yitu. But if it's not because of Kedesh lo yitu, it's rather part of the din of Amor Lahem, so then you got to say even the first word, even though it's not Chashash, you're going to make a mistake. And if there's only one Kohenecha, and Shem other Kohenecha, just like you don't say Kohanim, so the Rav Soloveitchik said the meaning where he came from was, they wouldn't say word for word either. Mishnah Berurah has the Shaila, what about by Tkiyah Shofar? How come usually the rabbi is the makri? The rabbi says, Tikiyah Shvarim Teruah. So what is the rabbi makri? By the Sfarim, they don't have such a... That's what the Stechem writes. The Sfarim don't have a minik to be a makri. By the Ashkenazim, they have this strange minik. They make an announcement, no one should talk. And the rabbi, the most learned one, he's mapsik. The Chazan, the Valtikeh says, the Baruch Lishma Kol Shofar. Then the rabbi talks right away. He says, Tikiyah Shvarim. He's talking all the time. Some even have the meaning that the rabbi is makri in the middle of tefillah balachash. By some chassidim, they have a meaning, yeah, the rabbi is makri, even they blow shofar in the middle of tefillah balachash. Tosfos in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Oruch that was the practice. They would blow shofar, tkiyas the miyusha, before musaf, tkiyas in the middle of the tefillah balachash, and tkiyas in the middle of the chazaras hashatz. So by the chassidim, they do like that. By the sfarim, they do like that. They blow in the middle of the tefillah balachash as well. Rav Soloveitchik had that practice also because Rav Chaim had that practice. Rav Chaim on Rosh Hashanah would make a private minyan. He wouldn't daven in the big shul because the Avnei Nezer writes, you're going to blow shofar in the middle of the tefillah balachash, it's a balagan. Everybody gets confused. The people, everybody's davening at a different pace and they're going to blow shofar, so the people are going to be holding in the middle of the shofars. And they're blowing for Malchias. Then they're going to be in the middle of Sim Shalom. And then they're blowing for Zechrinus. It's very confusing. Rav Soloveitchik always used to make an announcement. He's going to daven a little louder. He always used to daven out loud. He said, daven Shmona Esrei a little louder. And everyone should please synchronize their davening with his davening. And they shouldn't go ahead. And when they finish Malchias, they should wait till the Baal Tekeh gets up to Malchias. When he finishes, when you hear me finish the Chreinus, then the Baal Tekeh. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was not makri in the middle of Tefillah Balachash, but there are Hasidic communities where that is the practice. They hold so much from being makri, got to be makri even in the middle of Tefillah Balachash. By this Friday, the rabbi is not makri at all. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the minig is that you are makri, but he says he thinks on the first Tekiyah, he can't make a mistake on that. Everybody knows he's not Tekiyah. The next one you don't know. Was the Tekiyah acceptable? Was it not acceptable? So the rabbi has to paskin Shvarim Terah. If he's not going to say Shvarim Terah, maybe the Tekiyah was not good. Maybe you have to repeat the Tekiyah. So that's why you say. But you don't have to say the first Tekiyah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah came up with, a Chiddush. Mishnah Berurah came up with such a Chiddush. I remember when I was functioning as a rabbi, so I made up with the Baal Tekeah, Sam Levy, I'm not going to be makri the first tekiyah, because everyone else shook and said, yeah, he understands. So then he blew all the tekiyahs with that. I wasn't makri anything. He blew everything. So his father was very upset. Harry Levy was upset. What do you mean? The meaning is that you're makri. What are you doing over here? He would have been upset if I would have left out the first tekiyah also, because that's the meaning all over the world. But the Mishnah Berurah was a holy tzaddik, so he wanted to change that. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks he shouldn't. The Ikah didn't have sickness in between the Brichas HaMitzvah and the beginning of the Mitzvah. So the first Tekiyah is the biggest hepsik. And you don't really need the first, he knows he has to start with Tkiyah. After he finishes that, he does know, should he continue with Shorim Tshuah, or should he do over the Tkiyah? Is it acceptable or not? So that's what Tosfos says, that the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, should not be the one to call out Kohanim, the Shamas should. In the days of the Gemara, they called the Shamas the Chazan. Chazan HaKnesses is the Shamas. And then calling out Yibrech Hashem Yishmerecha, also the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't say that. That's a hefsek. The Gabbai should say, or the Rabbi, someone else should say, not the Shliach Tzibur who's in the middle of the Tefillah, in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz. For him, it's a hefsek. To answer Amen after Yibrecha Yoyi Yisa, that Meikav Adin is not a hefsek. It's only Chashash Mepnei Atirup. So that is muftach low. If Haftachosu Shenas has Kapuchosu L'Tvi Lasa, then he should answer the Amen.
Now we have everything written, the Tekiyas and the Shvarim and Trus. They're also written down.
Also, so the Rabbi should point. Rabbi should really point to tell him, go to the next one. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to call out the first Tekiyah also. He didn't think that it's because Shema Yitta. He thought it's based on a different din. He thought it's based on a different din. There's a Gemara that says when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says, "Bamigdush hayitoken abaloi b'amdina." In the Beis Hamigdush, they would blow shofar, but chutz lebeis Hamigdush is exeir the Rabbi Shemay Avirena dalaramis b'shus harabim. So the Gemara seems to say that, and then the Mishnah says, not only b'amigdush hayitoken, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakka was the chief rabbi during and after the Churban. And then they went to Bez Nagoda, went to Yavne, because the Beis HaMikdash was Chorib. They couldn't meet anymore in the Lishkas HaGozes. So when Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai Paskin, even in Yavne, wherever the Bez Nagoda happens to be, they should blow shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, even on Shabbos, even on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says that you need a psak on that. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they have to Paskin that you should blow shofar. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the calling out of Tkiyosh for Im Tuah is the psak that they should blow shofar. The question is, but that was only in Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. You need a psak. But in Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Chol, what do you need a psak? So he said it's a carryover. What do you mean it's a carryover? It's a difficult word. The Ikar meaning was, but in Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, there you need a psak. When you say Tkiyosh, that's the Rav is paskling that it should blow shofar. But by us, we don't blow on Shabbos. We only blow on the weekdays. We don't have a Bez Nagodl. So what do we still have this psak for? It was a difficult word. Zecher, okay, yeah. That's, I think, what he assumed, the Zecher HaMikdash, yeah. So really, Tosfos says, the Chazan should not say Kohanim, should not say Yibrech Hashem Yishmerecha. I, but the meaning is that he does say. So Tosfos says, no. He starts off, Alekeinu Alekei Aviseinu. Bechein Ba'Bracha Meshulash is Batari. He says the whole paragraph. Usually you only say the paragraph when there are no Kohanim to Duchen, then you say Birchas Kohanim. But if you have Kohanim to Duchen, the Mikra, then you don't say Lekeinu Lekei Aviseinu. The Gabbai or the Shamas in the Shamas in the Shul should scream out Kohanim, and he should scream out Yibrech Hashem Yishmerecha. What we instituted the minig, that even if you are going to have Duchening, so the Shliach Tzibur should say Lekeinu Lekei Aviseinu V'chein Ba'Brach Meshulash Ba'Toira, and that's a whole paragraph. That's not a hepsik. Usually when there's no duchening going on, that's an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So even if you are going to have duchening, so Nishkan Aver, if he says it, so then he says Kohanim Am Kedoshecha Kamu Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha. So everything fits in with that paragraph. So you can say Kohanim out loud and you say Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha. The Ramah says that the meaning is that the Chazan says Elokeinu Lekei Aviseinu Belachash till he gets to Kohanim, he says it out loud. Then Am Kedoshecha Kamu, he says softly again. So Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with that. He thought whatever the Chazan says Belachash doesn't count. If you don't have the Tzibur hearing what the Chazan said, so it's not part of the Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is not a private tefillah. It's Tefillas HaTzibur. That was the first year that Rav Soloveitchik said when he came to America. When he got off the boat, so his father brought the Talmidim from the yeshiva to greet him by the dock, and then he was mechabedim to say shir the next day, and that was the shir that he gave, that there's Just like that's the Shilta Giborim in the end of Rosh Hashanah, on the side of the Rifa. Just like there's a Korban Yochid and there's a Korban Tzibur, so too there's a Tfilos HaYochid and there's a Tfilos HaTzibur. So when the Chazan repeats the Shemon Esrei, it's not that he's saying a private Shemon Esrei and everybody's going to say along with him Kedusha. No, it's a Tfilos HaTzibur. And how do you know? Because the Gemara says, Am Shabbasaras HaYotze, even the people who didn't show up in Shul. Just like when they're Makriv, the Shilta Giborim on the side of the Rif in the end. And the Rosh Hashanah pointed out. Just like when the Kohanim are Makriv, the Tminim himself and the Beis HaMikdash, the Jews all over the world are Yotze. The Korbanos Tzibur offered on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, when the Shliach Tzibur recites the Chazaras HaShatz in the Shul, Am Shabbasaras are not even there are Yotze. So they're not Yotze based on Shemei Kohanim. They're not there in Shul at all. It's like a Tfilas HaTzibur on behalf of the whole Tzibur. It's not called a Tfilas HaTzibur unless you have 10 people together and you have 9 people answering. But once you create a Tfilas HaTzibur, so then the whole Tzibur is Yotze. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, he didn't think that Ramor was right. He didn't think that it's proper that the Shliach Tzibur should say Recha. To say everything Balachash up until the word Kohanim. So whatever he says Balachash doesn't count. It can't blend in to become part of the Tfilas HaTzibur.
Shouldn't
it
be a hefsek for everyone then? If it's everybody's
tefillos hatzibur, shouldn't it be a hefsek for anyone to say kohanim? That's a good question. Yeah, it must be a good answer, but somehow we're more concerned about the chazan, even though it is a tefillos hatzibur. Yeah.
Is there? What do you feel at one point in terms of looking at the kohanim?
What one?
There's only one kohen. Does he still read that paragraph?
Probably not. The common meaning is that he does say Yerach Hashem Yishmarech. So he has to say the paragraph in order to say Yerach Hashem Yishmarech. But if you have the meaning that Rav Soloveitchik said was where he came from, that was only one kohen, just like you don't call out kohenim, you don't call out Yerach Hashem, so then there's no use, there's no need for the chazan to say Elokeinu Kevesein. The only reason why they instituted it was that the Shliach Tzibur should be able to scream out loud kohenim, and to say out loud, Yibrachach Hashem Yishmarachach. But if it's Ensham Elokein Echad, and you're not going to have either Kohanim out loud or Yibrachach Hashem Yishmarachach, so he doesn't say it at all.
But if you are calling out, then you can't say Kohanim. So you just say,
if what?
If you are calling out, then Yibrachach Hashem Yishmarachach. But you can't say Kohanim.
So you shouldn't say Kohanim, right. That's the question, whether the calling out Yibrachach Hashem Yishmarachach, Hashem Yitte, so then you don't have to say the first word. Well, it's not Shema Yitte. It's part of the Din of Amor Lahem. So even the first word, but then it should only be if there are two or more. If you don't have two, there's no tzibur, so you shouldn't say Yirach Hashem Yishmarecha out loud. Then we learned the Tosis Amtsoyah saying Lahem Seder. So Tosis quotes, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Rashi holds the brachas amtsoyis, if you say it out of order, you're yotze b'riya, but Tosis thinks they're not yotze. Let's say you forgot to say the same talamot of the bracha and baruch aleinu. So if you remember before Shemei Tfilo, say Shem Shemei Tfilo. But if you didn't remember, then you have to go back, you have to repeat baruch aleinu. So Rashi holds you just repeat baruch aleinu, where you are. And then you leave that, you don't have to repeat all the brachas. They says there is no such thing. If you have to repeat Baruch Aleinu, you have to go from there in order, you have to go straight. Everything has to be Allah Seder. Just like HaKoros HaMegillah LaMafreya LaYotza, V'chein B'Halah LaMafreya LaYotza, V'chein B'Kriya Shema V'chein B'Tfilo, if you say LaMafreya LaYotza. That's what we mentioned. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes, Achidush, the Psukah de Zimra is not Ma'akev Allah Seder. If you say the different Pirkei Tilim Shalom Allah Seder, it would be Yotze B'Riyavin. Because the Gemara never says that you need Allah Seder. Then Tosis has their Shita, we don't pass like Tosis. If you forgot Zachrein Alachayim Yichamoicho, you have to be Choyzer and repeat the whole Shemana Esrei. We don't pass like that. We assume Zachrein Alachayim is a meaning that was introduced in the days of the Kohanim. It doesn't mention, it's never mentioned in the Gemara, so you can't say that that's Miyake B'Riyavin. But we had this thesis earlier in the first paragraph also. They said the same, that if anybody forgets Achrein Alechayim, you're not Yotze Dishman Esrei, and Aseres Mechuvit, that it's Likuva. We certainly, we don't pass on like that. Then Tosfos says, if you're not allowed to be shol tzaracha begimel rishonis, begimel achronis, how do we say, achsob sefer chaim, achsob chaim ton kol meibris, kol b'neibris secho? That's a bakosha tzarachim. Sefer chaim berachim shalom farasim, nizachim enikosev. That's bakosha tzarachim. So Tosfos says, it's tzarachet tzibur. When the Gemara means, ayishal adam tzaracha begimel achronis, goes on tzarachet hayochid, you shouldn't say. So Chayochid, you should say in Baruch Aleinu, in Shmak Aleinu, in Rifa'enu, you add on whatever tzorcha yechid you have that applied, that have a connection with that tefillah. Atochayne, chanene mitcha, de'abina v'haskel, you ask for a tefillah, a bracha, and hatzloch, and learning, and so on. But in the Gimel Achronis, you don't say a bakosha and tzorcha yechid. But bakosha tzorchei rabim, that's muta. The whole sim shalom is a bakosha for the tzorchei rabim. So Tosfos says that must be muta. Then the Gemara says you're only korea ba'ovas tchila v'sof and hoidot tchila v'sof. Bodema nachnu loch, beginning and the end of these brachas you korea. And if he wants to be korea more, so it says malam namosu shelo yishcha. Why? The Gemara says the melech and the kain gadol asheichem more. So what's so bad if a yachid wants to add on? Kriyas, Ishtachvay, so Tosfos says, this gives two suggestions. So one suggestion is, Chashina Liyuhara. Who does he think that he is? He thinks that he's like a Kohen Gadol. Chashina Liyuhara. Yuhara was a whole sugya. When are you concerned about Mechzi Ki Yuhara? The Chosin, Laila Harishain, is Potter from saying Kriyashma because Oisik Mitzvah Potter Man HaMitzvah, he won't be able to concentrate. And then Rabbi Gamliel recited Kriya Shema the Laila Harishon when he got married. So the Gemara said a normal person is going to be Mechzi Ki Yuharo. Such an act of arrogance. So Tosfos says one explanation. Maybe you don't allow people to be Mishtachva Tchila Vasov and other brachas, only Ovis Tchila Vasov and Hoidot Tchila Vasov. So one suggestion was that Chashinu LeYuharo. The other suggestion was, is mevatla takanas chachamim, shaliyova laka dibre chachamim. Everyone is going to do whatever they don't please, that's not right. So these are the two reasons that Tosfos gave. Then the Gemara had two versions exactly, what does the Kohen Gadol do? The Kohen Gadol is mishtachave, Kohen Gadol b'sof called bracha bracha, that's the first version. And Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Achmeni says, I heard personally from Shem Levi, he didn't say that. What he said was, Kohen Gadol, Tchilas kol bracha bracha, and Sof kol bracha bracha. Tchila and Sof kol bracha bracha. The first mandamer said only Tchilas, and the next mandamer said, Tchila v'sof. And then there was another machlek, said the first mandamer and the second mandamer, what does the melech do? So according to the first version of the Gemara, what does the Melech do? Had you Kmo Shamarnu, can go to Tchilas of the Sof Kal Bracha Bracha Melech, Tchilas Kal Bracha Bracha, Sof Kal Bracha Bracha, Tchila and Sof. And then the next version, he says, no, wrong. I heard direct from Shem Levi that Kohen Gadol is Tchilas kol bracha bracha and Sof kol bracha bracha. That's what the Hagra Sagra adds on. Tchila v'sof kol bracha bracha. And then what's with the Melech? Instead of like before, that the version before was Amelech Tchilas kol bracha v'sof kol bracha. Tchila v'sof, according to the second version in the Gemara, that's what the Kohen Gadol does, Tchila v'sof. So what is the correction that Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Achmeni has on the Melech? He does a Kriya in the beginning and he stays in the position of Kriya throughout. Kima Shekora, from the very beginning, Shuvah in Ezek, Shemah, Mikhal Hashlam, and Ispal, Kamath Neim Bizbach Hashem, he do a Kriya in the beginning and the Melech stays in the position of Kriya the whole time.
Among else, that was at the inauguration of the
Beis HaMikdash,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was on his knees.
Yeah,
Mikra al-Birkov. From that we learn out
that in Melech always, when the Melech davens, he remains in a position of Kriya the whole
not
time.
Not necessarily on his knees. Or is that always?
We don't do on the knees anymore because the Christians do that. We don't go like this also, Reb Kiving said, because the Christians go like that. But Bizman HaTanach, that's how they used to die. We cry out Birkov, and then and the priestess Yadayim also, both. Okay. The Gemara says in Tanakh you have sometimes different Lashonis. Kido is alapai. Whatever it is, like this, the person is standing up like this, and he bows down and his face is parallel to the floor, and that's called Kido alapai. Then Hishtachvo is what? Nachamon? Think about Sheva. Kriya al-Birkanya. The person kneels, he's kneeling, but his body is erect. From the knees up, his body is erect. So that's called Kriya. Nishtachvo means you do al-Birkanya, and Pishat Yadayim Ba'adlayim. He spreads his hands out like this. His legs are, he's in a kneeling position. So his legs are flat from the knees till the toes. His legs are flat. That's Pishat Yadayim. And then he stretches his hands out. That's the shayla on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol pronounced the Shema Farash. So the Gemara and Yuma learns that from the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra, V'Gadol Malkeinu. When someone pronounces the Shema Farash, you have to say a Shevach. So you say, Baruch Shem Kvar Mechusa L'Yom Avoid, and you say it in the position of, Hakana Bam Ha'omdim Ba'azor Ha'koy Mishtach V'Memodim V'Noflam Al-Paneim. So it sounds like it's something additional, Noflam Al-Paneim. Now Soleitchik thought that that's what's added, because Hishtachva means his leg is Pishit Yadayim, his leg from the knees till the toes are flat on the floor. And if that's all he would do, the legs would be flat on the floor and the rest of the body would be erect at a right angle, that would be called Kriya. Hishtachva means he leans over a little bit, so he does Kriya and Kida, his head is parallel to the floor, and he stretches out his hands like this. He's leaning over a little bit, stretching out his hands. And then, Nofim al Paneim, on Yom Kippur, because Kishem Hashem Ekra, then he's going to be flat on his stomach. Everything is flat. But if it's not, that's what Rav Soloveitchik taught, that the two different kinds of kriyas. We have a minig that when we say Aleinu, so you say, Anachnu kar mishtach vim omodim, if the melch machay amloch gadosh brochus, Rav Soloveitchik taught, when you do the yishtachvor by Aleinu, you just do Hishtachva. Hishtachva means you do Kriya, ala birkayim. Then you do Kida, you lean over, your head is parallel to the floor. And then that would only be a combination of Kriya and Kida. But then you do Hishtachva as Pishtu Yadayim, so you lean over a little bit, but your body is still like at an angle. His legs are flat on, his leg from the knee to the toes is flat on the floor. The rest of the body is leaning over a little bit. But on Yom Kippur, when the Chazan says the Seder Avodah, and the Shlech Tzibbe says the Seder Avodah, then say, Akran Vam Ha'om De Mazara. For Yukurim, and Mishtachlim, and Modim, and Nofim Al Paneim. So Nofim Al Paneim has an added connotation, should be flat. Should be flat. So they quote in the Maaseh Rav that the Vilna Gaon said that that's not correct. That people do it different, they do less Hishtachvo for Aleinu than they do for the Seder Avodah. So the Vilna Gaon said that it's not right. You should do, everything should be the same. Everything should be flat. So Soloveitchik said not so. He said that where he came from, that was a difference. That Aleinu, they didn't do flat on the stomach, and by the Seder Avodah they did. That's not from Alpanaim, has that added feature.
Does the head have to touch the ground?
It Me'el is going to be touching the ground. If you just do Ishtachva for Aleinu, the head doesn't have to touch the ground. The leg is flat from the knee to the toes, and then the body is tilting over a little bit, so his hands are on the floor. But he's not flat on the ground. But then if you, by the Seder Avodah, have to be flat on the floor, so the head is going to be touching the floor. Yeah.
But the Gemara says, Levi showed Kida before somebody had became lame.
Yeah.
So, but Kida is just to stand and bend over?
Probably had a bad back. Yeah.
He wasn't on the ground at all?
That's so it sounds like. Yeah.
So the Vilna Gaon thinks one should be on the floor every time they say Aleinu?
I think that's what they quote in the Maaseh Rav. Even Aleinu should be the same.
No.
I think not all year long. Just on Rosh Hashanah at Yom Kippur, when the minig is that everybody kneels on the floor, so then you do Pishut Yadayim Ba'adlayim, the same as during the Seder Avodah. Then the Gemara quotes Chazina lehul abai v'rava de mitzlo atzluye. Matzlo atzluye, what does that mean? This doesn't go on davening, this goes on tachnun. Rashi said, Shinofim al paneim. When they say tachnun, so they... What does Rashi say? In poshen de raglayim, ela motem al tzideim. They wouldn't say tachnun. The old minig was that you do tachnun, the pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Some rabbonim still do like that. Some from Teiman, they do like that. Every day they say tachnun, by shachris, by mincha. They lay down flat on the floor like we do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So they would tilt on the side. Why were they tilting on the side? So that's what the Rishonim quote from the Gaonim. They were concerned about Evan Maskis. Evan Maskis lo sitem be'artzachem l'shtachvo salera. In the Beis HaMikdash, the floor was stone, and they had there's a kilom of b'shtachvo in the Beis HaMikdash on the Evan Maskis. So you're not allowed to do that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a separate issue. Evan Maskis lo sitem be'artzachem l'shtachvo salera. So Evan Maskis is if the floor is stone. You see, the floor is not stone. The floor is carpet. The floor is tile. So that's what the Goinim introduced. They said, Abai v'rov and mitzlitzer, they were tilted to the side. They were concerned, even though there's a carpet, maybe there's an Evan Maskis below. If you were there when they built the building and you saw there was no Evan Maskis, so you wouldn't even need the Atzluye Matzlo. But if you weren't there, so there's a concern, maybe there's an Evan Maskis on the bottom, so you need a Dover Mapsik. So if you would have a carpet that's not attached to the floor, so the carpet would be Mapsik. So the problem is the carpet is attached to the floor. And so you put a throw rug or something, you put a talus over there. Or you have the tile is attached to the floor. So that's what the Goinim came up with, their interpretation of the Gemara. Whatever is attached to the floor is not going to serve as a dover mapsik. So there's a concern, maybe there's an Evan Maskis below the floor that you're standing on, and you'll be in violation of the Issa Deraisa. Evan Maskis will sit in the Eitzchem Neshtach Zvalel. So that's why they would tilt on the side when they said tachn. That's matzla tzluye. Then the Gemara has stira. Akare b'hoidor, when you say moidim, should you be kare or should you not? One says it's mshubach, one says magunas, that's a stira. Everything Gemara kam b'tchil, kam b'sof. What do you mean? B'sof, you're not supposed to be kare. It says before, tchil b'sof. Tana Rabbana, it's a tesefte, ele bracha shadim shercha behem bavis tchila v'sof, b'haidot tchila v'sof. How can the Gemara say now, b'haidot, it's only tchila, not sof? Then the Gemara says, we don't do that, we do tchila v'sof. That's the tesefte on Omer Aleph. That the Gemara says, rabba kar b'haidot tchila v'sof, on the third wide line. I'm the Rabbana, I'm Mike Rabbi Marhachi, why do you do that? He says, because Rav Nachman did like that, tchila v'sof. Sheisha did like that, they all did like that. What do you mean? What happened to the Gemara Amar Aleph? So that's what the Rashba says. And Amar Aleph is talking when a person is davening Shmona Esrei. On the basis, talking about Moedim de Rabbanon. That's the Gemara in Saito. That when the Chazan says Moedim, in the Chazaras Hashatz, the whole Tzibur should say along. They shouldn't just rely on Shemei Kohenim that they're paying attention to the Chazan. If you want to say thank you, so you should say on your own, Moedim Anach Nalach, you say the Moedim de Rabbanon. Yeah, what the moedim that in the Shmona Esrei is the moedim deraisa, this is moedim derabbanan. What does it mean, moedim derabbanan? So the Beis Yosef writes, Atzasi Kasuv, the Gemara there in Saita says what the nusach should be for moedim derabbanan. So one Amora said this, one Amora said that, one Amora said that. And we say a composite of everything. That's why it's called moedim derabbanan, the moedim of all of the Amoraim put together. We say everything. A lot of times the Chazanim go so quickly in the Chazaras Hashatz, he can't finish. So you said part. The world doesn't come to an end. So you said part because not all the Amoraim said everything. So some of them said the first line, some only said the first two lines, first three lines. So if you say the first five lines, even though you didn't say the next 10 lines, Moedim Derabbanan is also good. So Moedim Derabbanan. But it doesn't mean that when they say the Moedim in the Shmona Esrei, that's a Moedim Deraisa. Everything is Derabbanan. Moedim Derabbanan means a composite of the Nusach of all of the Amoraim put together. The Rabbanan, all the Rabbanan together. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes. So the Gemara says, that's the Machloika. Should you bow both in the beginning and the end of Moedim Derabbanan, or just in the beginning? So the Gemara finally says, Rav and Rav Sheish, these Amoraim, they bowed not only on Amud Aleph, who's going in a Moedim in your davening. Now it's going on Moedim de Rabbanan. Then the Rashba has a long tshuva, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef, where he says, you should synchronize it along with the chazan. So when the chazan says, moidim anachna loch, we should bow down moidim anachna loch. When the chazan gets atav shimcha v'chano, the hod is the end of the bracha, we should say, baruch kel ha-hoidos. That corresponds to what he says. He's saying, atav shimcha v'chano l'hoidos. So we say, baruch kel ha-hoidos. Then the Rashba quotes from the Yerushalmi, and what if the chazan is davening at a normal pace? So the moedim in the Shemoneh Esrei is much longer than the moedim of the Rabbanim. So really, usually doesn't happen like that. You should always finish the moedim of the Rabbanim way before the chazan finishes his moedim. So you should say it slowly, so you'll be able to finish your moedim of the Rabbanim at the same time as the chazan. What if you finish moedim of the Rabbanim way before, let's say the chazan says, Al Anisim? You can't say moedim of the Rabbanim so long till you get to the end. So the Yerushalmi says, if you finish the Moed of the Rabbanan before the Chazan is up to Atav Shimcha L'Chana Lord, so you finish before, so you don't synchronize the end of your Moed of the Rabbanan with the Chazan. So you finish it before. But that's what the Gemara is adding on. You Korea Tchila V'Sof Rava Korba Do Tchila V'Sof goes on Moed of the Rabbanan. And the Moed in the original Shemana Esu, that's a Tasefta Namad Alam, so you don't need Rava for that. That's what the Rashba adds on only. The Gemara says, but there are brises that say you shouldn't be Korea Bahaido. The Gemara says that goes Hoda Lashem Kitav Kilam Chazdan Halal. The Gemara says there's another brisa that's clearly not talking about Halal, not Hoido Shal Halal. The Gemara says, yeah, it goes on Hoido Bichas Hamozen. And you say Hoda Lashem Kitav Kilam Chazdan. And the benching shouldn't be, you shouldn't be Korea at that time.
What about some shots, they wait so the Tzibur can say the whole Moedim. So this way they gain that Tzibur listens to every word.
Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik introduced that based on the following. The Gemara and Eilin Amorim says when the Kohanim duchen and they say Yerechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, so the Tzibah should say a pasuk for Yerechecha, pasuk for this, a pasuk for that. Every step away should say a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, but it's not Derech Eretz. The Kohanim are giving you a bracha Yerechem Yishmerecha, and you're busy rattling up psukim. You're not paying attention to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, we're all geniuses and we can concentrate on two things at the same time. We can concentrate on listening, paying attention to the bracha, the Kohanim are saying, and concentrate on our reciting the pasuk at the same time. Then the Gemara has on the same daf, and the same is true, that's mashma is by moedim derabbanan. The chazan has to say moedim out loud. Many have the meaning that the chazan says moedim softly, so the Mishnah Berurah says that that's kineged adin. That's not right. The chazan has to say every word of the chazor shouts out loud. So the same thing, Mogen Ovis. The meaning is, the meaning developed by the Ashkenazim, that the whole Tzibah says Mogen Ovis, then the Chazan doesn't say. He saw it, Salakein Lukei Vaseinu. That's not right. Just because the Tzibah has a meaning to say Mogen Ovis also, so that's not a cause that the Chazan shouldn't say. The Chazan has said the whole Bracha Atla. In Vilna, the meaning Agro was that the people didn't say Mogen Ovis. Only Chazan says Mogen Ovis. So in the Gemara, the two are put together. We are all geniuses. We have the ability to say Moedim Derabbanan simultaneously with the Chazan and to pay attention both to what the Chazan is saying, the Moedim, and to what we're saying, the Moedim Derabbanan. Then you look in the Tur. So the Tur recommends you shouldn't say any Psukim because there was a Yeridus Adoris and we're not the same geniuses that they were in the days of the Gemara. So we cannot concentrate on both things at the same time. We cannot concentrate on both saying the psukim for Yerecha Hashem Yishmerecha and listening to the Kohanim give the brach. So you should, if you want, you can look in the machzor, look in the siddur, look at the psukim, but you shouldn't say them. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if we're not geniuses with respect to the saying the psukim by the duchening, and it's all on the same daf, we can say moedim derabbanan while the chazan says the moedim in the chazaras hashatz, and we can concentrate on both. So if we're not geniuses for the duchim, we're not geniuses for the moedim midah. That's why Soloveitchik introduced, let the chazan just say moedim anachna loch, out loud, and the whole tzibah should say Moedim Derabbanan. And after the tzibah finishes, then the chazan should pick up and say Al, however you finish off Moedim. I forgot about it. Moedim Alach. Al. Forgot.
Shatahu.
Yeah, so that was Rav Soloveitchik's, he introduced like that. But it's against what it says in Shulchan Aruch, because the Rashba is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You should synchronize your moedim. He had a quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi. You should start moedim with the chazan and finish Baruch Kel Ha'idos simultaneously with the chazan saying Atav Shimcha L'chano L'hoda. So the way Rav Soloveitchik said, you're not going to end off the same time as the chazan. You're going to finish before the chazan. So you gotta choose. Either you do like the Rashba and the Tshuva, you do like Rav Soloveitchik. Can't be yotzei both. So the Torah recommends we shouldn't say the Pesukim.
Yeah.
By the Duchnika, it says we can't concentrate on two things at the same time. Then the next Gemara is the famous Gemara. The Gemara singles out the first Brocha, Obis, as opposed to the following 18 Brochas and 19 Brochas in the Shemana Esrei. First Brocha is Obis. So the Gemara says, really you should have Hamas Pavel, Tzor Shechem, and Asliba Bekulam. She'd be mechaven on all 19 brachas. Many yochel lechav mekulam mechaven asliba ba'achas. At least have kavana on one. The Gemara says, which one? Yeah, obvious. So that's Rav Chaim has a famous comment in a sefer on the Rambam, that the Rambam in two different prokim writes differently. In one parak he writes, you have to have kavana for obvious. The other parak, the Rambam, sounds like he says, you have to have kavana for the hoshmanes. But the Chazanish thinks that that's what it means. The Rambam, if you had kavanah for the bracha rishon avavis, is considered as if you had kavanah for the whole Shemana Esrei. The Rambam just meant what it says in the Gemara. Rav Chaim has a whole different suggestion. He thinks that there are tzvei dinim, two different dinim. In one place, the Rambam says you have to have kavanah throughout. You have to have kavanah ko'emid lefnei ha-melech. You have to realize that you're davening. If the person loses sight of what he's doing, he's not mechaben that is ko'emid lefnei ha-melech. And to ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of our needs, then it's not called a tefillah at all. But once he does ask, so that you have to have kavanas on lefnei ha-melech throughout, from the beginning to the end. Then you have to have kavanas pirush ha-milas, that's only for the parshavish, that's only for the bracha rishayna, that's only for obis. But as long as you have kavanas pirush ha-milas for obis, and then you have kavana on lefnei ha-melech for the rest, so that's acceptable. So the Chazanish was not happy with Rav Chaim's interpretation. He's putting something in the Rambam. The Chazanish has like that on Gemara also. Rav Shach has a Chiddush. When Rav Shach passed away, so they spoke about it in the Hespedim. Rav Shach has a Chiddush on the Gemara Chagiga, has a Tosefta Chagiga. Gimel mitzvahs and Tztavi Yisrael Vali Yosem L'Regel. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, the Jews have to be, the men have to be Oy L'Regel, have to fulfill three mitzvahs, Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. So Rav Shach had a whole fantastic chiddush that there are tzvei dinim in Simcha. There's one din, you have to shech the korban shalmei Simcha, and then there's another din, you have to have besar kavanos every day. You don't have to shech it, the kohanim can be yotzei with chatos v'ashamas and the chaz v'shoik, and the banim can be yotzei with the darim and the dovis, or with ma'isa behemah, the Mishnah says. So Rav Shach said that's one half of the din. The other half of the din is you have to be makar v'korban, that was hukdash l'shem kach, l'shalmi simcha. So that's Rav Shach had a chiddush. To the Chazanish, he sent a copy of a sefer to the Chazanish. Chazanish sent him back a letter, you invented a new thing, it doesn't say. The chatanoim would not mislead us to take it for Rav Shach had a hechrich, a whole shtikol Torah, had a hechrich, that the shtikol Torah. He answered a kasha. He said, you can't invent a new korban because you have a kasha. There is no source for this new korban. Rabbeinu
Yonah also has there are two types of kavanah. He says one is the mechavin
lilo,
and one is the
mechavin lilo,
the
kavanah is perish amirim. Oh, so Rav Chaim state in the Rabbeinu Yonah, yeah. So the Chazanish didn't like it. He says, and the Rambam doesn't say. So he thought that the pashtas of the Rambam was when he says you have to have kavana, he means lechatchila the whole shmona esrim b'di'evad, the bracha rishayna of avos. So here Rav Shach, so in the second edition of the Avi Ezri, in that section, so he printed the letter from the Chazon Ish, and he says he backs up. What I wrote is wrong. Chazon Ish said that it's wrong. Then in the third edition, he wrote, he looked in the Turi Yevin, and all the regular editions of the Turi Yevin have an oris from Abraham Diamond Frankel, who was in the 1700s, I think. It was a long time ago. So Abraham Diamond Frankel says what Rav Shach said. So he backed out. He said, I didn't have to back out because of Chazon Ish. Abraham Diamond Frankel says what I said. But the Chazon Ish writes like that a lot of times. Having a lot of the letters of the Chazon Ish, someone sent him a shtickel Torah, Chiddush. He said, it doesn't say that. You can't invent new things. But the Tanoim wrote in such a way that everyone should be able to understand. No. Then the Gemara has a machlokes, who's on a higher level? The Tzadik Gomer or the Baal Tshuva? So there's a famous member of the Mokam Shev, Baal Tshuva, Tzadikim Gura Mem Yechadam Lamoid. Tzadikim are on a lower level. The other opinion is no. The Tzadikim who were from birth on a higher level than the Baal Tshuva. Shalom la rochek v'la rakorav, Omar Hashem and Rafosiv. First to the rochek and then to the korav. So first to the rochek sounds like the Baal Tshuva, and then to the korav sounds like the Frumah Yid. Or you can say no, the Gemara interprets. Le rochek, the one who is far away from sin, and the korav, the one who used to be close to sin. So the one who's always far away from sin, so he's mentioned first. There are two versions, who's on a higher madrega. Whether the tzaddikim gemurim are on a higher madrega, from birth, or the Baal Tshuva are on a higher madrega. How did the Rambam know to accept this opinion, the Baal Tshuva on a higher madrega? So I think they quote from the Rav Tshuva that the Gemara in Kiddushin has cases. Hariyam Kudash Islam Marasha Nid Tzadik Gomer. So even if he's a Baal Avera or Kol Yomav, even if he's a Rosh Kol Yomav, Chashina and Shemahira Tshuva Belibam. Since he said, if let's say you're going to say a Rasha is one of the Edim at a wedding. It's going to be one of the Edim Kedushin. You're going to say it's a Safi Kedushin, Shemahira Tshuva Belibam. No, Mechet Eisa. He's a Baal Avera. We know he eats Chazer, he doesn't keep any mitzvahs, he's a Baal Avera. But if he said, Rehmu Kedush Amash, Ani Tzadik Gomer, so he's saying that he's a Tzadik Gomer. So that's why we say maybe Shemahira Tshuva Belibam, because he's talking about being a Tzadik Gomer. So then you say, here you believe, but so the Raga Chava asked, what does it help? He said, Amanash Ani Tzadik Gomer. He's never going to reach the Madrega of Tzadik Gomer. He'll reach the Madrega of Baal Tshuva. But Baal Tshuva, if Baal Tshuva are lower level than Tzadik Gomer, so it's not true. So why is she Mekodeshes Misafik Shem here you believe, but even if here you it's not Tzadik Gomer. So the Rambam got from that Gemara, had a Paskin and this Machloikis. You see the Baal Tshuva on a higher Madrega. If he says, Amanash Ani Tzadik Gomer, he may even be higher than the Tzadik Gomer. He may be a Baal Tshuva. Because he said, Amanash Ani Tzadik Gomer. If he wouldn't have said it, there would be no Leidus HaSof. Yeah, the Gemara talks about the Yain HaMashumar Banovov Misheshes Himei Bereshes. Yain HaMashumar. Rashi doesn't comment anything over here on the Yain HaMashumar. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, it's a Kabbalah concept, so Rashi left it as an Ister. Rashi's not going to be Megala this so. Yaina Meshumar is supposed to be the Seudas HaTorah, just like you squeeze out the grapes and you get the Yain that's hidden, the Yain is hidden inside. So you take all the Dinim and the Torah, you squeeze them out, so you get Seudas HaKabbalah. So Yaina Meshumar is supposed to represent the Seudas HaKabbalah. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim has an essay that whatever the Rabbanu Shalom created, whatever was created by Maima, Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Muvchar. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the day the Adam Rishon was created, he brought as a carbon the original shor. The Rabbanu Shalom said, Totze Huatz Nefesh Chaya. So all the behemoths came out from the earth. So the original behemoth that had vlodis and vlodis, original behemoth, Adam Rishon brought as a korban. Why did he bring the original behemah as a carbon? Because the original one that was created, the Maimah, Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the Mufchor. So rather than bring a Vlad or a Vlad of a Vlad, he brought the original one. The same thing, Tzadikim Lo said, Lord, Baruch Shalom is going to give him the Livyasin. Why the Livyasin? Why do you need a fish that's frozen in the freezer for 6,000 years? Give us a fresh piece of fish. So the Chabad Chaim writes in his essay, apparently the original Livyasin that was created by mine, by Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tastier than all the Vladis and the Vladi Vladis. And the same over here, the yayin that was made from the grapes, from Shesh and Mebreshes, that's tastier. Whatever was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Maim HaPiv, is going to be more delicious and tastier. What about Torah? So one might think that whatever is in the text of the Chumash, the Torah Shebichsav, that's Mamish Maim HaPiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the rabbis developed, that's all Torah Shebal Peh. So that's not so. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Gemara in the first perek in Maseches Gittin, that when the Tanoim and Amoraim are talking, learning, the Rebbe Shalom is saying the same thing. It's not just that they're coming up with new ideas. It's also Maima Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tavli Teres Picha. All of Teres Teres Picha. Even if the Chachamim HaMechadosh HaChidosh, the Rebbe Shalom says it over afterwards. Tavli Teres Picha Me'alfa Yizor V'chesef. All the Torah is Torah Spich. Even the Torah Shebal Peh, which was developed in later generations, everything became Torah Spich. So this Reb Chanina Mendosi, he had a tremendous Kerech HaTfilah. The Gemara says, on one occasion, Chala Ben Osher Rabbi Yechaman Zakai, so he asked Reb Chanina Mendosi, please be mispallah for my son. And the son got better. So Mrs. Chief Rabbi, Mrs. Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai, said to her husband, Omer lo ishtoi, v'chi chanina godol mimchahu, this Talmud, this Rabbi Chanina Medosa, he's a greater tzaddik than you are. How come his tefillah, he asked him to be mispala that the baby should get better. Omer lo lav, he's not greater than me. L'hu dame ke ebed lefnei ha-melech, ani dame kesar lefnei ha-melech. There's a difference. The Eved, the maid has the keys to all the room. The maid can go whenever she wants. She has access to the king. So this Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, he was like an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch. He can talk to the Baruch Shalom whenever he wants. He doesn't need all the formalities. So the Baruch Shalom listens to him like the President of the United States makes decisions based on, he doesn't always listen to the cabinet members, the Tsar. He listens to the Avodim and the Shvachas, so whoever he's friendly with. And the Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai says, I'm like a Tsar. So I have to come with a formality. I can't be mispala like Rab Chanina ben Tosa. Rab Soloveitchik said that they considered the Chafetz Chaim like the Eved, and the other Gedolim in the generation were like a Sar Lefnei HaMelech. So they knew the Tfilas of the Chafetz Chaim would be more Mekubal. He was like an Eved. He gets his way. Then he says, you should always daven in a bay sheyesh sham chalonos. As it says, Daniel was daven, he gave him sichon lebi. At least the windows were open in his aliyah upstairs, neged Yerushalayim. They were facing Yerushalayim. So the whole idea of having windows is not to have fresh air. You should be able to look at the sky. You have to face Yerushalayim when you daven. Everyone has to face the Beis HaMikdash. And if you have the windows open and you can see the sky, that will be, Rashi says, Shichaven libo shehum bistakel klap yishmai v'libo nichna. That will help. It will be libo nichna. If the windows are just opening to the outside, you don't see the sky, so you don't gain anything. The Rashash has Akashi here. The Rashash was the Rosh HaKohol in Vilna. He was a wealthy businessman. So he says, Apele, the Chevre Kadisha had their own shul. So he says, then the Beis HaKnesses of the Chevre Gemilas Chasotim Shalemes, that's the Chevre Kadisha, they had a shul and it didn't have any windows. Ha'itochen, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you've got to have windows. So he suggests, this Gemara goes, when you're davening b'yichidus, how you spell Odom, el b'bayis. If you're davening in a shul, you're davening b'tzibah, then you don't need this. This is only a yochid is davening, a yispal adam. Then he quotes, I think, that the Kesem Mishnah quotes that from the Ramach, that this din only applies when you're davening b'chiz. You're davening b'tzibah, so you don't need it. Then Rav Kahn is upset. A person davens in an open field. Just his mind is going to wander. He's going to look at all the grass and all the trees. That's not right. Better is to daven in an enclosed area. What does the Rashi say? Bibikur. If you daven in a bikur, it's not there. If he davens in a building, it's better to daven in inside a building, not to daven outside on the farm, or on the grass. Then Rav Kahana has another comment. You shouldn't publicize your averis. A guy's going to say, I did this averis. It's not derchem. You're going to lead people into believing that they can do averis also. It's not a smart thing. Okay, let's start Perek Haroya. I want to do Perek Haroya first, and then we'll go back if we'll have time. But if we finish Haroya, then we'll go back to Eilu Dvarim. Eilu Dvarim is an important Perek, has all the dinim of Havdalah, has a lot of dinim of Havdalah. But Haroya has also important dinim. So Nun Dala Nonav, Haroya Mok Mishanasam and Nisim, so Amar Baksha. There are different kinds of brachas. There's Bichas HaNenin, when you eat food. Then there's Bichas HaMitzvah. Then there's Bichas Shevach and Bichas Hoidoah. Hoidoah means if I have something to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu about, that's a Bichas Hoidoah. I have a farm and it rains, and because it's raining, the things are going to grow on my farm. So that's a Bichas Hoidoah. If I don't have a farm, I'm a Rebbe in a Yeshiva and I have a farm. If it rains, then I should say Bichas HaShevach, I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brought the rain. But that's not going to be a Bichas Hoidoah. The two brachas, Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin, Birchas HaMitzvah are always cited Oyvel Asiyasam, and Birchas HaNenin also before you eat the food. Hashevach Vaidoya, both of them are recited after you experience it, after you see the lightning, and after you hear the thunder, and after you see the midget, and after you see the breathtaking mountains, and so on. After you see it, then you say the brach. We mentioned that some Achleikas Achreinim about Barim Yori Hoesham, Mitzoy Shabbos. That's supposed to be a Bichas HaShevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he taught Adam HaRishon a Mitzoy Shabbos of the original Sheshes Mei Bereishis. He taught Adam HaRishon how to harness the power in fire, how to use it to manufacture, to do a lot of things. Is it a Bichas HaShevach or is it a Bichas HaNenin? We recite the bracha every week in commemoration of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon how to harness the power of the fire. Or is it a Bichas HaNenin? We recite the bracha so we'll be able to read. So it says when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoy Shabbos, so you don't say Havdalah till Sunday night, that's a minute, but you should say Bar Mi'areish. You can't say Bar Mi'areish on Sunday night. You got to say it on Matzoy Shabbos. So some Achranim say you should say it before you read Echa, because you're going to be reading Echa Lior on air. So that's not right to have Ano without saying a bracha. It's a Birchas HaNenin. And others say, what's for Birchas HaNenin? Birchas HaNenin, every time you use a candle, you say Bar Mi'areish. You only say it on Matzoy Shabbos. It's a Birchas HaShevach. On the anniversary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Adam HaRishon how to harness the power in the fire, he said it's really a Bichas HaShevach. It's not a Bichas HaNenin, and therefore it should be recited Davke L'Achar HaSiyosim. After you nene, after you look at your fingers, you nene lor aner, then you say the Baruch. They once asked Rav Soloveitchik, which is more correct? Moshe has a tshuva about it. And Moshe thinks, of course you say the Baruch before you look at your fingernails. Why is of course? I thought the Pashtus is the other way, like the other Achranim. Once he asked Rav Soloveitchik, so he said, what's the difference? He says, the Gemara says, as long as you're close enough that if you would look at your fingernails, you'd be able to see, you'd be able to look at a coin and tell whether the coin has the keser with a crown or without a crown. He used to make different coins. Some had the crown on his head, some didn't have. So if you're close enough, you'd be able to see the coin with the crown, without the crown, then you say the bracha, even if you're not looking at your fingers. So what's the difference? Whether you look before or after, the whole thing is irrelevant. You don't have to look at your fingers at all. Yeah. Tosis sounds like it's Bichas HaNenin. They all get Hanoah together. Okay, like Rav Moshe said. Okay. But the Pashtus perhaps is the other way, because you don't say it every single day when you turn on the lights at night. Okay, good. We'll leave that tomorrow. We will continue. Thursday I have to give you the shiur at 9 to 10. I have to leave at 10 o'clock. But tomorrow is normal. Okay.
I'm business. I'm going to start smicha while doing college.
Good for you.
They say that they want a recommendation from the Shir Rebbe. So can I bother Rebbe sometime?